raising $4 million, that was great. That's exactly who we should raise money for. Maybe not now. I think he left his body a few years ago. Grumpy old man. Who doesn't like... Maybe that's the thing. Everyone can agree. This is what I posit right here. I'm going to get close to the microphone. See if I can smell my phone charger from here. I got a phone charger.
Maybe we can all agree on liking the movie. And I'm gonna go around doing interviews. Maybe I'll put out another zine soon. What can we all agree on? That, like, Grumpy Old Men's a pretty cute movie. And everyone likes to look out at a body of water once in a while if they're not sight impaired, right? So I should find out. I should, and I know where to go, too. A really nice guy. Works with people who are sight impaired. So if they can't do that, or maybe if they're losing their sight, what is they found as a substitute? One of my favorite artists. I don't think I got to see him play records in Detroit in like 2003, but I noticed his presence, and I'm just like, who's this guy? This floppy haired guy running around, all happy, club 5 in the morning. Tomorrow there's going to be more music. This is Fiat Chase. This is happy horse shit. I'm just like, I can't believe it. My bag is pretty unorganized right now. It's really cool. In this book, Mr. Packer does, goes to Youngstown, Ohio. This is the Tammy Thomas portion of it. She's a woman who grew up in Youngstown. This is from page 91. The work didn't destroy your body like the steel mills, but it beat you down. Tammy developed asthma after she worked the solder pot at Thomas Road, dipping copper wires into melted lead. It felt like her chest and her back were trying to touch, and it got so bad that sometimes she had to be hospitalized. Like a lot of workers, she also got carpal tunnel syndrome. They called it Packard hands, treated with splints and medication, and years after she had stopped working in the factory, the pain still sometimes woke her up at night. She found out that she could be a little rebellious. Once, a temp came to work in our area, a white woman in her 30s, divorced with children. This girl was too scared to take breaks. She was scared to go to the bathroom or talk to anyone because she thought she would lose her job. She was one of those people who would come to work early when everyone else clocked in 5 minutes before their shift. She looked worn and stressed out. One day, Tammy saw the girl on her hands and knees scrubbing up oil on the cement floor. I'm going to put my headphones on because I'm not even sure I'm broadcasting right now. Let's see. Yeah. And this is a great... I love a good book. I recommend reading The Unwinding, An Inner History of the New America by George Packer. I got to see him. I did a couple of stints in Berkeley and East Bay, the Oakland area, and I love that area. I love the trees. I've been going back there. I like riding my bike around there sometimes. And I was walking on the opposite side of the Berkeley campus where I used to be a lot, and I just saw a writer from the New Yorker was speaking, and I went to go see him, and it was pretty great. And I come to appreciate him very much. Another, he has a good spat with another journalist that I like that I was talking about yesterday. And I think that's kind of, I enjoy it when writers go back and forth. I usually do try to get people engaged in conversation or dialogue in the written format, whether it be making jokes, making funny comments. I went through kind of like a mean phase. I got hurt a lot. My heart got hurt. Someone just really infiltrated my life and just didn't treat me. It happens to everybody, I come to realize now. Sometimes a lot, right? So I'm like a scaredy cat now. There's like people, I finally met this DJ I really, really like. Maybe I'll play, yeah, that's a good idea. Play a tune that I discovered from a Resident Advisor podcast. 3% left, and then I'll find, I couldn't find the news article I liked. Not that I liked, no, I did find it, right? But so this one, I'm going to have to search my library, and then I'll be Hopefully we'll get some more mail. Something in the slot. Maybe someone will just like chuck a photo in randomly. Now I'm getting ideas as I'm here and get to do this amazing thing. Maybe I can surprise Ross that I could drop by his show next week, which is really nice of him. I always like what he plays. So he's gonna play in some SDP. Me and him have a similar taste in music. Some of my favorite songs ever. So I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to be yelling again while talking loud because I'll be away from the mic trying to charge my phone to have some entertainment for you guys. But talk about perfect pop songs. Like, in this video, I'll be honest with you, this video kind of have an upskirt fetish because of this video. It's not a bad thing. It's like you come of age, you form a, you know, you and like you see things that are erotic and you're just like, huh, and they just stay with you, and hopefully they're good things, and this is a great, cute, amazing pop song.
Time she goes, but wanted to be sure I know. She hopes we can be friends. I think, yes, we can say I, but didn't think to ask her why. She blocked her eyes and drew the curtains. The knots I've got yet to untie. What if I were Romeo in black jeans? What if I was even snowman? Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with. She. It was just too soon to tell. And looking for some parallel and feeling less gay. We said goodbye before hello. My secret she will never know. And if I dig a hole to channel, I'll catch the first jump to Soho. What if I were Romeo in black jeans? What if I was even if it's not man? Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with. Sometime from now you'll bow to pressure. Some things in life you cannot measure by degrees. I'm between the poles and the equator. Don't send no private investigator to find me, please. Unless he speaks Chinese, I can dance like a snail on the seas. Okay.
song. No Myth, Michael Penn. I'm going to, again, step away. I don't know if you'll be able to hear me. I'm going to bet the acoustics in here are pretty good. There's a guitar sitting here. I might play like the only beginning of a song. It's a beautiful beginning of a song. You ever like playing the guitar? You're like, I'm going to try to learn this. A girl I was seeing back on the East Coast, she could play. I'm going to play this song too. She could play both hands on Ani DiFranco. And that's like the first song on her first album ever. Whoa, if I get my phone charged, I will play. I saw her in Syracuse, this amazing painter I was dating at a great, great theater there. Well, I was talking about that I got into a conversation at Outside Lands about best shows. I get in this conversation more often now, and there's like three answers for me. Like OC's at the Eagle, Jenny Lewis at the Warfield, actually, but then you have like Ziggy Marley, Black Crowes, Saratoga, a lot of stuff. Many, many great clubbing experiences to Ben Juan Sergio in Detroit. Santa Cruz. Antibalas at Moe's. I fired my job because I went out drinking with the band after, and they let me back because I'm good at sales, but then I effed that up too. drinking heavily. But I love that place, and the boss is super nice. Shows, Black Crow, Landmark Theater, I saw Ani DiFranco, and I also saw my second concert ever, the Black Crowes, at this beautiful theater. It's also in a beautiful theater I went to with some friends. Went to Chicago with a couple of girlfriends and someone I'd been dating for a while. And we went to... we had stopped dating. I thought it was where Amical Clint was. I decided... had this conversation last night. I don't like cheating, and I just like honesty, and because I've been on both sides of the thing, right? And there was a late night with a girl named Kendra when I was dating someone else, but things ended, but we were still friends. I tried to just treat her the same, right, as I always had, without the smoochy stuff. And didn't start off that great because we picked our friend up at the bar drunk. No one could drive a manual but me. So it was, 10-hour drive. And it was my first time in Chicago. It's been two or three times since then. But we went to this beautiful old theater and saw Paul Oakenfold and Dave Ralph. I'll never forget opening for him. Like, just, like, comes out and just, like, looks at the crowd. And everybody was, like, super stoked. It was, like, when dance music was really first starting to hit. Let's say this new incarnation of... dance music. What is dance music, right? I'm sure I'll talk about that in other shows. We went to this beautiful old theater, and I'll never forget Dave Ralph just like looks over the crowd, and he's got a beer bottle in his hand, and he just gets in and he just like lights it up, and it was great, super cool vibes, as the vibes are always when I go to shows in the Bay Area. Anywhere, really, usually, right? Again, I'm going to try to charge my phone. This is not the balcony. Rocker Smooth is not here. He was gracious enough, as I'm getting to learn the ropes here at Radio Valencia. This is Fiat Chase. So I'm going to be on tomorrow with some more good stuff. Lot less talking. I'm having some... I thought the 45 was going to play. So maybe when I get my phone charged, I'll play that the song I was going to play in both hands, but in the meantime, hopefully get some more mail in the slot. So I'll just be, like, loud across the room, making stuff up. Maybe I'll, like, pull this guitar off the wall, and it'll be really, really quiet, unless the acoustics are amazing here, and strum to entertain you, walk around reading George Packer again. I'm going to look for my phone charger.
Hey, guitar on the wall, how tuned are you? Let's see. This is, I sound like, you know, like, I can sound like I play guitar, but I can't. Oops. Nope, not that in tune. It is beautiful out. I planned on going to the beach today. I worked last night. You're getting like, sometimes you just, I lose perspective on my life. How great it is. I was in awe and self-pity the other night, late night, in my room. And I was like, there's no one in town. My crush is like, oh, look at my crush. And I was like, one, none that I want to run into. And then, of course, like the next day, I run into like a bunch of people that I like. Where is my... Oh, I think I know where it is. We're going to have stuff, more music. I think I put it in a hat here. Yes, it is. Man, I really thought, but I'm going to play that song and play Coming Up, Lo-Fi version on this special edition Happy Horse Shit. It's going to be the 45 I wanted to play, and also Both Hands by Ani DiFranco. My mentor does not like Ani DiFranco. She said she's not her favorite. And I have a feeling it's not a conversation that me and her are going to see eye to eye on. So I'm looking for a... I think I see. It's going to get great, you guys. And I did bring some other less heavy reading material. I didn't bring the book of poems. I was going to bring a book of poems. So, live, real time, organic human, Fiat Chase is at 1%.
I'm going to put my headphones back on. Now I'm probably going to yell again. I'm going to go across the room, get a notebook of mine. So happy to be... I've only met 3 DJs here so far, and they have been amazing. Sky was, like, listening. I was on, like, South Bend Nass the other day, coming by last Tuesday. And a song I really like. Scott has this great show. And so I told him that I like punk. If you look at my show description, as I said on air recently, I'm going to make... Beach Malt is, yes, something that I made up, but it can be totally a genre, right? Like, nowadays, where everyone's, like, destroying genres. It's great. I was going to play some Twigs today. I hope everyone is having a great... This kind of came up at a thing I was at yesterday. A great Women's History Month. A lot of my heroes now, most of my heroes... are women. Delia Derbyshire. You gotta be real particular how this guy I was giving a walk towards ever since, he's like anyone, they were just giving me shit, taking the piss is what they call it across the pond, right? And he's like, anyone that says Derbyshire, it's Delia Derbyshire. If you guys know what industrial music is, I'm sure this is probably a savvy listening audience. So Delia Derbyshire was in a book I've been reading by Cozy Fanny Tutti called Three Sisters, and it's about Marjorie Kemp, who is a 16th century, I want to say, mystic, who would really gives you some perspective. For, like, I feel like if I had a book to recommend, it'd be much better if I had a, hopefully I have a nice lady friend guest on, but I feel like, especially in this day and age, is like, probably... Well, no, this is fine, right? I mean, fuck, I don't like really PC stuff. I try to be respectful of everyone. Like, I just think, feel like that's what quote unquote woke is, and I get like overcorrecting PC-ness. That's, I feel like that annoys everybody. But whatever. We're all, I'm tired of talking about stuff like that particular topic in general. But I'm a comedian, so it does come up. I started to like overcorrect myself and be like, it'd be nicer to have a woman tell us about what books they like for Women's History Month. True, yes. And in addition to that, the male perspective of understanding the trials and tribulations women bring us so much joy and love, and then have just been historically oppressed, and then you run into somebody like Cozy Fanny 2D, super cool and interesting, or Marina Abramovich, and a million. Someone asked me one time, if you could, it just was like great, and I was thinking, I'm all over the place. You can't wait till the phone gets charged. I was thinking, like, some of the things I might talk about today, in addition, everything's about music, right? Or, so, for me anyway. I was thinking about some of the things I might talk about and thinking about women I was going to put on my playlist. But Industrial Records, started by Cozy Fanny Tutti and Genesis Peorage. What do I say? I did go way off topic. Someone asked me, I was thinking on the bus about what I was going to talk about and what happy horse shit is, I think I was thinking about. And I asked Posette, what do you folks think it is? And I was walking with my friend one time in Santa Cruz, where I lived for a while. Wonderful, amazing place. Some of the best times of my life. And someone was like, what is happiness to you? And I was like, a wet tennis ball flying at my head. And just literally just popped into my head. I think that's why I'm a decent comic, because I can kind of riff off the cuff. Maybe that's why I'll be a decent radio DJ for Radio Valencia once I learn how to do everything smoothly. And then what I was thinking also along with that, am I a wet tennis ball flying at everyone's head right now? The guitar's out of tune. What are your reds from some George Packer? I promise to play you. I know my phone's going to play this couple songs for me. It's cliffhanger. What 45 do I think is just... I mean, you know when you get like those songs that like nothing else sounds like... Okay, so like... Goodbye Horses, She Just Lost Her Life, Kiel Lazarus, really, really, really interesting woman, interesting story. A lot of us music fans know some of the backstory behind that. Was like a blue collar worker who also seemed to like an amazing artist, and she's like an adventurer and just like a liver of life. And I was talking about how I look up to animals, doggies, and little tykes, little kids, that they're just like so boundless for new adventure. Like every day, there's this one guy that I like to, he has some like recovery podcasts, and he's just like, he kind of comes back to the same themes, and they're great themes, and then keeps expanding on them. He's like, you know, my golden years were when I was like 5 years old. He's like, I was in the sandbox. I was perfectly in the moment. I wasn't worried about if I was going to be in the sandbox tomorrow. So I, in the last few years, been getting more spiritually healthy and happier, and built this great big life for myself because I do traveling. Basically, last year I had like one of the best, like I think there's like five top years of my life, top 10, 5 years, and like last year probably slotted in at probably like number 3 or 4. And this year could be, if I stay out of my own way, now that I have a get to play music for y'all, could be that as well. Could just keep getting better. Not, but yeah, I'm going way, way off the rails. Started talking about Women's History Month and seeing Ani DeFranco, and then it got into Cozy Fanny 2T and Delia Derbyshire. But a good a good book I can recommend. I'm not through it all the way. I'm not so great at finishing books nowadays. But We Sisters by Cozy Fanny Tootie, true artist, and really made me think. I was talking about a gentleman I like that works at a bookshop, of like what what wonderful ladies throughout history have had to go through. And I didn't know what the word misogyny really, really meant. And I try not to do stuff like this on social media anymore, but I was like, oh, I can be sexist once in a while, every once in a while. And like, I think I meant more like, but I said misogynistic. I'm like, oh God, now I found like, I freaking love and revere women. And, a question, like the wet tennis ball flying in my head. Someone asked me, outside a flower stand a while, years and years ago. And it's one of those things, like, I just knew it, but I never thought of it, really. Like, we have our, like, crushes, celebrity or otherwise, in person in the moment, but she's like, if you could sleep with one woman in history, who would it be? And I said Josephine Baker, like, and just came out. And she's like, good one! Like, yeah, cool, like, you know, interesting life, artist, just... Some people just, I feel like, have that vibe. I know people like this where you're just like, you know that they're determined and they're righteous and they are not perfect. They're having a kick out of life and they're just going to do it their way and they don't see any boundaries. That I look up to. I don't know. I'm hoping my phone charges. I don't have any CDs. I have like a couple. I don't know. Might do some. Should I give you guys a break and have some dead air? It's not like I don't think have things to say, but everything. I thought at least one thing would work. That was the goal today. It's like, you know, like, okay, the phone's going to work. No, the dongle, I don't think. I'm new on the board here. Couldn't get that. Don't have any CDs. I don't know why. I think I might know. I'm going to yell again. I'm going to take my headphones off. I think I might know. Troubleshooting on the fly. With the levels. I think. I wasn't really looking at the mixer. So I'm going to try. It's been a cliffhanger. One of the coolest songs ever, I think. I started to go off on a tangent of, like, I do that once in a while, but today it's especially bad because I did not expect to not have my, basically be able to play music. So it's been lo-fi, I worked for a while, and my phone died. So I'm going to go and say, I think it could be a volume on the mixer deal. I'm going to try to play, it's been a cliffhanger so far on Happy Horse Shit. One of the coolest songs ever. Let's see if I can get it to work. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna fade out for a sec. See what happens.
Thank you. the way that's clear. Still looking for that blue jean baby queen.
Prettiest girl I ever seen.
See her shake on the movie screen. Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean. Rock on. Rock on. Rock on.
David Essex. Rock on. Love that song. Nothing else sounds like that. That's how I started going off on, like, Goodbye Horses, Kilo Lazarus. Like, what else sounds like that? Now I have trailblazing woman, cool, interesting woman, lived in my hometown for a while. I have a great story that if anyone's listening? You're not. You're probably listening for a while. Great story about Grace Jones. So I think that mount my phone is charged a little bit. I'm going to do a little lo-fi. Now, I heard this song, this version of the song, first at Divas, like 10 years ago, like 6 in the morning. This is a lovely, cool, awesome, great song. It's going to come in lo-fi. And then I'm going to go back. I'm going to throw, like, Steve Martin comedy skit that I probably heard, but I don't know. I just found a Steve Martin comedy album. Maybe some Jackson Browne, some DJ TF, Get Physical, maybe. We will see how... Hopefully the lo-fi is coming in good. I'm so happy the turntables are working. Getting used to the board. You are listening not to The Balcony, but Fiat Chase. I'll be on tomorrow, 4 to 6. You're listening to Happy Horse Shit now, and you'll be listening to Happy Horse Shit tomorrow at 4 p.m. I'm going to play a freaking amazing, innovative tune. It was innovative way back. It was probably, what, like 40s, and now this version is stunning, and I love it. Hold on. It's going to be dead air for a second. Hold on.
Mon cœur qui bat. Christmas. I left you stones so much on Turkey.
Let it go, and I can't get through. opens in the closed door on the first floor. She's listening through the air shaft to see how long a swan song can last. And both hands, now use both hands. Oh no, don't close your eyes. I am writing graffiti on your body. I am drawing the story of how hard we tried. And I am watching your chest rise and fall like the tides of my life. And the rest of it all, and your bones have been my bed frame, and your flesh has been my pillow. I've been waiting for sleep to offer up the deep with both hands. Oh, with both hands. Other shadow, we grew less and less tall, and eventually our theories couldn't explain it all. And I'm recording our history now on the bedroom wall. And when we leave, the landlord will come and paint over it all. And I'm walking out in the rain, and I am listening to the low moan of the dial tone again. And I am getting nowhere with you, and I can't let it go, and I can't get through. Your eyes. I am writing graffiti on your body. I am drawing the story of how hard we tried. How hard we tried. How hard we tried.
All right, Grace Jones, Ani DeFranco. I need to charge my phone again. But I will go over and play a record maybe. Found a Jackson Browne record. He was in the Laurel Canyon music scene. I read most of a book called Hotel California about that. Seemed pretty cool. Lots of great music made in the 70s. Tender as a Night, just like a cute, like, I think that's on this album. But another 45, let's see, kind of one I don't even, I'm going to make it more arty in the future when I know what's going on, but like planned stuff I haven't listened to. Played a song the other day that I'd only listened to once before. It was cool. Alright, we're lo-fi today. It's not the balcony, it's me stepping away from the microphones and talking about, no, let's do, actually, no, here, this album cover is great. First, though, Madonna, I think Ross snapped a great picture of me the other day, and I was so happy. Huge Madonna fan from, we'll play something, and maybe some Steve Martin, from some remixes, Johnny Jewel's label, Italians Do It Better. Everything about this is great. Butter from Him and Desire. I'm going to go with, I don't know, I think Borderline. Side 4, Borderline. This is by Bark Disco. Borderline. Side 4. I think I can find it. You should see these records. They're so beautiful. Side 4. Borderline. Madonna. We're going to do it. I got the turntables working. I'm charging my phone. Fiat Chase. Still
learning the ropes. So this is Bark Bark Disco's version of Borderline.
Rocker Smooth. This has been Fiat Chase. Happy Horseshit. Standing in for the balcony. I will be on here tomorrow 4 to 6. Less technical difficulties, but I hope you enjoyed and have a wonderful day. Thanks.
Ian Park. Props up to your brother. Rest in peace, man. So it is a short round around. It's a short trip around the sun. So make the best of it, folks. All right, maybe not the best song to play after that, but this is going to be De La Soul with Ghetto Thang because I want to keep some hip hop going. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
This effect is found common in these parts. Now life in this world can be such a bitch, and dreams are often torn and shattered and hard to stitch. Negative the attitude that runs the show when the stage is the G-H-E-T-T-O. Which is the one to blame when bullets blow? Either Peter, Jane, or Jonah Joe. But Joe can't shoot a gun, he's always drunk. And Peter's pimping Jane, and John's a punk. Infested all the halls, also the brain. Daddy's broken down from ghetto pains. Mommy's flying high, the truth is shown. The kids are all alone, cause it's just a ghetto thing. Who ranks the baddest brother, the one to rule? This title is sought by the coolest fool. Define coolest fool, easy, the one who needs attention in the largest span and loves to lead. Always found at the jams, but never dance. Just provoke violence due to one glance. The future plays no matter, just the present flow. And the greeting place is the G-H-E-T-T-O. Lies are pointed strong into your skull. Deep within your brain, against the walls. Tired of just a race, a glowing note of how to use the ghetto as a scapegoat. Truth from True Boy's mouth is here to scar those who blame the G for all what's hard. So open up your fence and record well, cause this is where we stand for the truth tell. Ghetto gained a ghetto name from ghetto ways. Now there could be some ghetto gangs and ghetto play. If ghetto thing can have its way and ghetto range, then there must be some ghetto love and ghetto change. Though confident they keep it kept, we know for fact they lie like ghettos fall, cause people laugh. To see that they must all get out the ghetto hole, the truth they never told, cause it's just a ghetto thing. Do people really wish when they blow out the cake candles? And if so, is it for the sunken truth which could arise from out the characters in which the ghetto hides? Roses in the rent supply, no show relief. Granted, it's planted by no show belief. Killing feet off your own brother man has quickly been adopted as the master plan. Posses of our people has yet to provoke. Freedom or death to them is just a joke. What causes this defect? I don't know. Maybe it's the G-H-E-T-T-O. Nothing felt when problems hold more value, but never dealt with. Buildings crumbling to the ground. Impact noise is silent sound. But who's the one to say this life is wrong when ghetto life is chosen strong? We seem to be misled about our dreams, cause dreams ain't what it seems when it's just the ghetto fact.
What the answer is.
Now I never fancy Nancy, but the statement
Now she made held a plate of weight. I even stressed it to wait.
Did he take any heat?
Nah, the boy was hooked. You could phrase the word base and the kid just shook. In his fashion class, once a now and F. The rock rules him now. The only designs left were one clothes made for Oshkosh. Has converted to nothing but stonewash.
Now hopping in a barrel is a barrel of fun. But don't hop in if you wanna be down, son. Cause down can mean down and out is an action. What does it lead to? Dumb, dumb, dumb. People say, what have I done for all my years? My tears show my hard earned work. I heard shoving is worse than pushing, but I'd rather know a shover than a pusher, cause a pusher's a jerk. Charity. But the cost doesn't coincide with the ride of insanity. Is it a chant that slant the soul to feel for me? I know it's the border that crossed the order to kill for me.
Standing, scheming on a young one, picking this time 8 balls for a cool, cool player. Racked it off, tried to break, Miss Q got beat by the boy in blue. Next day, you're out by the spot once more. Looking hard for a crack in the hole, I asked what's the fix for the ill stuff. Word to the hero, the answer should have been no.
Run me a score from the funky 4+ one more. Rewind that back. This is the age for a new stage of fiend. Watch how the zombies scream, it's the crack. Plain as plain, it should have slain it from the start. Behind the ideals of cranking up the heart. Now the bass claims shop over every part.
With me, Rocker Smooth, and No Bed Music right now. That was a double shot from De La Soul with Ghetto Thing and Say No Go. They are that album, 3 Feet High and Rising, and Paul's Boutique were like the two records that just broke sampling, where you just really had to start paying for it all. That record has so many samples in it. That song just has so many samples in it. It's amazing. All right, guys, I'm glad everyone was with me this week. I'm not cutting out early. I'm just training another DJ, so I'm going to play a long banger here so I can explain the exit strategy. Hopefully, I'll catch back up with you either next week or at 11:55 in 20 minutes. So, we'll see. Either way, guys, thanks so much. I really appreciate you listening to the show all the time. Everyone take care of each other this week. This is going to be the aforementioned, yet again, the JBs. This is When You Feel It, Grunt If You Can. And this is their audition tape for James Brown. This was recently reproduced or remastered.